this is something I have talked about many, many times, and I know there's going to be a lot of discussion about Beaver Stadium. And James, I think, would like to keep Beaver Stadium at 100,000 if they can, as they go through the process. I mean, they haven't announced yet what they're going to do, but I think we all have a pretty good idea what they're going to do. And he'd like to keep it at 100,000, you know, because Alabama's right about 100, Texas is about 100, Kyle Field at Texas A&M's about 100, Ohio State's slightly better than 100, Michigan is technically is like Penn State's actually, we talk about Beaver Stadium 107 strong and the whole thing. Beaver Stadium is 106,000, I think 600, 700, something like that. So they lost seats when they did the ADA renovation a few years ago. And Michigan's like 107,000 plus in terms of actual seats in the building. I think James would like to keep it at minimum 100,000. I didn't say 107, but at minimum 100,000. But I think you're going to find more and more stadiums are going to, and this is something I've talked about for years, so this is not new territory, that as time goes with TV, tickets, and so forth, less might be more. You notice that in Buffalo, which at one point, Ralph Wilson Stadium, which is now, I think, Highmark Stadium, at one point, that place had 80,000 seats. Now, of course, they had luxury suites and so forth that they had put in there that took some seats out. But their new stadium is going to be 65,000 seats. Washington, and you can complain, you can sit there and go because of Daniel Snyder all you want. You got to take the emotion out of this stuff when you're talking about logic, please. So don't get into what Daniel Snyder's done to Washington. That is irrelevant to this conversation, completely irrelevant. If you want to spout off about it because it makes you feel good, that's fine. I don't deal in that. But you notice the stadium he's considering building in Woodbridge is 55,000. And at one point, that stadium in Landover did seat 90. I think it was 92, something like that. And over time, and in part because of what he's done, fewer and fewer people have gone out there. But in building a new stadium, he's looking at 55. And I think that's going to be the trend more and more as time goes, because of television, less can be more for you. That's why the one that really surprised me was Los Angeles. I was surprised they built that stadium. And I think that stadium is 80,000 plus. I thought for sure that stadium would end up being like 65 or something like that. I mean, it's an interesting design. I mean, the first time I saw it was obviously 3.5 weeks ago. Four weeks ago now. Was the first time I ever saw it. And it's interesting in terms of design and so forth. But I think that's going to be more and more of the trend. And the same thing in arenas. Northwestern did the right thing in redoing its arena. Their arena is 6,000. Hey. I know Rutgers wants to do something with its basketball arena only because it's old. But 8,000, keep it at 8. Now look at Ohio State. Ohio State at St. John Arena. St. John Arena, I want to say, had 13,000 seats in it. Love that building, by the way. That was my favorite building in the Big Ten, outside of playing at home. Then they built the Shot. Well, the Shot has 19,000 seats. I've never seen the Shot filled. I think the most I've ever seen in there for a Penn State game was 14,000. It's just, it's just the way it is. I mean, even when I went to the Breslin Center in a year ago, 14,000. Yeah, the seats are sold. People, there are a lot of empty seats in the upper deck. A lot of empty seats. So I don't care whether it's football or basketball. I think there's going to be a trend to put boxes in, luxury suites, club seats, and things like that. And the seats in the bowl or whatever the design of the building happens to be, whether it's a stadium or an arena, I think you're going to have fewer of them. And that's a trend I've talked about for a long time. That is not something that's not new. Like, I had the same conversation 10 years ago, and I think you're seeing the fruits of it now.